Welcome to Faith and Freedom. We hope to inform, inspire, and encourage you to stand up for faith and freedom as we discuss victories and challenges in the courts, in public policy, and in the culture. Faith and Freedom is brought to you by Liberty Counsel, a litigation, education, and policy organization. Join us now as we address the latest cultural issues across America and around the world.
Liberty Counsel files a brief at the United States Supreme Court urging the High Court to take up a counseling case. We're going to be talking about this on Faith and Freedom. I'm Matt Staver, founder and chairman of Liberty Counsel. Joining me is Holly Mead.
You know, Matt, we've represented various Christian counselors, particularly I think of those in Florida. We have fought against two different counseling bans and one at the appeals court, and able to allow these counselors to help these minors that are struggling with same-sex attractions, gender confusion, et cetera, and not allow the government to intrude into their counseling offices.
Yeah, this case is Childs versus Salazar, and the Supreme Court has not yet agreed to take the case, but we filed a petition arguing to the High Court that they should take the case, and ultimately not only take it, but if they do, we'll argue that they should strike down all these counseling bans.
Oh, yeah.
This case comes out of what is known as the 10th Circuit Court of Appeals, involving a Colorado law from 2019 that reasoned that talk therapy in a counseling session is professional conduct and not speech, even though counseling is made up of entirely just speech.
Right.
The court ruled that any free speech violations by the law were incidental and that the counseling conduct fell out from under the First Amendment protection.
So that means now in Colorado, these counselors cannot help these minors right now, right?
Yeah, and so really what it did was it said to counselors and to clients that counselors cannot give counsel to a client, a minor client and their parents, when that client wants to overcome unwanted same-sex attractions, behaviors, or gender confusion. But that same counselor can try to override that client's desire and try to impose on that client the fact that the client should just simply accept this, that maybe you're born in the wrong body,
right,
or that you should go through puberty blockers and cross-sex hormones and mutilating surgery. You can counsel someone to go one way into a dangerous direction of puberty blockers, cross-sex hormones, and mutilating surgery. And that's fine in Colorado, but you can't counsel a client to steer away from that, especially when the client doesn't want to go down that road and wants,
right,
to get some redress to the conflicts that he or she is facing.
But this case is prime for the High Court to take it because there is currently a split among the appeals courts regarding this issue.
Yeah, there is a split among the appeals courts, and we actually caused the split because we have two cases at the 11th Circuit Court of Appeals that have struck down these kinds of counseling bans under the First Amendment. That is involving Otto versus the City of Boca Raton in Palm Beach County, Florida, and then also another one over in Tampa.
Yeah.
And both of them ruled at the 11th Circuit Court of Appeals that these are unconstitutional restrictions on free speech. But we also started this whole litigation back in 2012 in California, the very first state that passed one of these laws. And we went to the Ninth Circuit, and the Ninth Circuit said that it was conduct and not speech and upheld the law. Then the New Jersey court on the other side of the coast, a court of appeals there, also upheld a very similar law in New Jersey, saying that, no, it is speech, it's not conduct, but we can still ban it. Mm. So they came to the same result for different reasons. Now, later on, a court in California, using that same previous decision, upheld a restriction on crisis pregnancy centers, where the state told crisis pregnancy centers that you had to advertise for free or low-cost abortions. You had to put it in your brochures, on your website, in any of your communications, in your lobby, and it had to be in a large font in multiple languages. Remember that?
And we represented three pregnancy counseling centers as a result.
That case went up to the United States Supreme Court.
Yeah.
And the lower court, the Court of Appeals for the Ninth Circuit, upheld the restrictions on these crisis pregnancy centers, citing to the pickup case, the one that we had at the Ninth Circuit on this counseling. The Supreme Court rejected that. They ruled for the crisis pregnancy centers. Mm-hmm. And they said that there is no distinction between professional conduct and speech, and that the court has never made that distinction. And they cited to the court decision in Pickup in California and the court decision out of New Jersey called the King case. And they abrogated them, saying that those don't reflect our jurisprudence.
Right. I mean, I think that's professional conduct. That's quite a stretch. I mean, if you go to a counselor for marriage counseling, for struggling with issues, I'm speaking with the counselor in a private context. That's speech. You can't ban that. You can't go into a counselor's office and say, wait, you can talk about this issue, but not that issue.
Exactly.
You can't do that.
You can't do that. And so this is a very important case. There were about 100 plus cities and states combined and government locales that banned the same kind of counseling. It started off in California in 2011, 2012.
And granted, this is talk therapy, simply speaking. It's nothing violent, nothing, you know, the other side wants to make you think this is, you know, horrible things that are going on in the counselor's office. It's simply talking.
And well, in our case, we actually were able to strike down 23 of those laws. So there's 87 or so of those mm-hmm. laws that are still standing. This is one of them. But I remember the very first case that I argued on this issue, the very first one in the entire country in California, the judge asked what happens in a counseling center. I said, well, they talk. And the judge had in her mind, something else must be going on. Maybe you're giving them electrical shocks. Maybe you're doing something else that is intrusive. I said, no, they just talk. What happens in a counseling room?
Have you ever been to a counselor? You just talk.
The client sits down, expresses responses to counselor's questions. They talk back and forth. The counselor tries to figure out what's going on with that particular client and then tries to help them reach their objective. Mm-hmm. It's kind of like a GPS, and that's what we've said before. Counselors are like a GPS. But in this particular case, these laws say there's one objective you can never reach, and that is you can never overcome these unwanted attractions. You can affirm them. You can go down that dangerous path of giving them puberty blockers and hormones and surgery, but you can't overcome it. And the reason why I think these laws have come about is not because of science, but because of political ideology.
Oh, absolutely.
Because when you have someone go to a counselor with these unwanted feelings and then they get resolved, it undercuts their whole narrative that you're right. born this way.
Right, that you can't get help.
That you're born in the wrong body.
And the counselors will help you get to the root cause of that. It's not because, yeah, you woke up one day and said, I want to be a different gender or whatever. There's a root cause going on, and the counselor helps you get to that. But, you know, in our cases that we won in Florida, now Florida, Georgia, Alabama are now free. Those counselors are free to help these minors. And so this would be amazing if the Supreme Court rules in favor of these counselors so that the whole nation would then be free
Absolutely.
To help these minors.
Well, Kaylee Childs is a licensed mental health counselor in Colorado who treats clients with issues related to addiction, trauma, gender confusion, and sexual attraction. This law, however, in Colorado violates her free speech rights because it prevents her from helping those who are struggling with gender confusion, same-sex attractions, and unwanted behaviors. The law authorizes fines up to $5,000 per violation
wow.
and suspension or even revocation of the counselor's license.
And you know, what's puzzling to me is how do they monitor that? Do they put like bugs in the counselor's office if you bring that subject up? Or you know what I'm saying? It's
Well, you know what happens
really
is
creepy.
Somebody sets up a counselor. They go to a counselor to set them up.
That's creepy.
And then they say, oh, well, they gave me counsel that I could overcome these issues, and now it's caused me so much harm.
Yeah.
The fact is, even after these laws have been in effect, there's been no violations anywhere.
Right.
So the monitoring, the enforcement of it is a joke. The problem, however, is it's a chilling effect against counselors who mm-hmm. don't want to lose their license, for goodness sakes.
No.
But these laws threaten revocation of their licenses
right.
if they even counsel somebody. So what they're supposed to do is remain silent, even referring them to somebody else who can actually help them. Is a violation of these laws. It's unbelievable.
And that's what they want. They want them to refer to somebody who will be pro-LGBT and put them down that path.
For more information, go to Liberty Counsel's website, lc.org. That's lc.org. And we have a special website that combines a lot of this information about children, lc.org/helpkids. That's /helpkids.
You've been listening to Faith and Freedom, brought to you by Liberty Counsel. We hope that we have motivated you to stand up for your faith, family, and freedom. Get informed and get involved today. Visit Liberty Counsel's website at lc.org, where you can obtain email alerts and other information to keep you informed and involved. The website again, lc.org. You can also call us at 407-875-1776. Again, that phone number, 407-875-1776. Visit Liberty Counsel's website at lc.org, where you can obtain email alerts and other information to keep you informed and involved. You can also call us at 407-875-1776. Become an active partner of Liberty Counsel and make a difference in your community and across the nation.